Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
I don't hear it in this. I think they have the microphone.
Well, you can't hear your accent in the headphones?
No, I can't.
Wait.
I was I'm burning this headphone for that would, to every audition.
That would be the craziest headphones ever. Is it like you're talking to the microphone like this, but then, you know, it comes out in the headphone and you're like, oh my God, it's a completely different voice there.
That'd be awesome.
Brad's
great,
Matt.
Actually.
That's a great, yeah. Wait, now what was the first accent you were doing?
I was doing Francisco.
Wow. It does sound sexy.
The second one, right?
Yeah.
This one is Francisco Ramos. I perform at the Comedy Store. I open for Sebastian Maniscalco.
Was that your Johnny Depp?
Yeah, my British guy is always Johnny Depp from Pirates of the Caribbean. Francisco
Which
Ramos.
Which answers your voicemails, by the way.
Yeah.
I was like calling him like, this is Johnny Depp. And then I put the buzzer in, this is Johnny Depp again. I'm like, fuck, this motherfucker's everywhere.
Oh, wait a minute.
Through your, in your apartment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it comes to Johnny Depp. Too.
It does it really?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
So my cell phone must be hooked up now.
From the wizard, from the Alice in Wonderland. From
yeah. Oh, okay, so we just
not from chocolate. Hello, this is John Depp. Adam Ray lives here. He's currently doing bad things with a dwarf in the back.
I would love that, dude. If Johnny Depp did legitimately did my outgoing voicemail and.
So well, when you get him here, you got to actually record.
Well, yeah, when he comes on the podcast.
Obviously.
Which, hey, John, if you're listening, which you're not, but if you are.
Maybe your fiance is listening, Amber Heard, and maybe she's a big fan of the About Last Night podcast. Who knows?
I would love to, and I want to ask who yours would be, Cisco. Which, by the way, I haven't even asked you yet, but do you mind that I call you Cisco?
No, I don't care. I don't really care. I like Frank, Francisco. You know, I don't like when people don't call me by my real, like Fernando. That's like,
that's your real name?
No, Francisco. Oh, no, yeah. But some people just, some just go like a completely different name, yeah. Like Daniel.
Like I got the F right.
Yeah.
It's F.
Frederick, right?
It's Frederick.
I would call you Frederick.
Yeah,
look like that.
Francisco Ramos. Well, it's such a great name, the whole name. But I guess I just, when I get to a certain point with somebody, I like, it's an endearing thing for me to, like, I call Brad Bradley a lot.
Yeah. Really? Are you actually elongate it?
Yeah.
Short, because usually you shorten the name.
But it's me, it's like that's when I know I really care about somebody or have like a I really is when I like don't call.
I know he cares. Because he calls me Bradley.
Because he doesn't call me my real birth given name.
No. Yeah, he just a made up name. Yeah. But that's when I know I really.
That's when I call him Spartacus fucking
Spartacus Finch. What? Yeah. That's true. And wow, because
but Cisco is like,
but
you know.
I like calling people with nicknames. That's the thing when I'm friendly with somebody. What? Not even the name, just a nickname of somebody that I just.
But you never refer to yourself as something. Like people all through high school.
Francisco, what do you mean?
Yeah. Or no, as
talk in the third person?
Yeah, a nickname.
Francisco's here.
He's on this podcast. Francisco has a sexy voice.
Huh? Well, people in college called me A-Ray, but I never referred to myself as that. Got because that would be douchey.
Yeah, right? That's too much. A-Ray's here, everybody.
Oh, God. Correct people, if you correct them and go, what's up, Adam? And go, it's A-Ray.
I don't have the balls to do that.
Yeah. And B-Dub? B-Dub would be a cool nickname for you.
I've had a couple people call me B-Dub before, and I'm fine with it. It's good, but see, the key is you always let someone else pick the nickname. You can never just
that's the point.
You can't
of the
come in and just be like, from now on, from henceforth, I do declare. Sorry, I've been watching too much Game of Thrones.
No, but that's what it would happen in Game of Thrones. That's the only time where you could do it. Like tonight, this today, I may be called Francisco of the Third Santa Monica, whatever.
Of Santa Monica, dude. I would love to be that guy.
That'd be great if somebody would where you live. That's where you're Adam Ray of West Hollywood is here.
There's a lot of great L.A. streets, though, of you could be, Brad Williams of La Cienega Boulevard.
of the world-famous Williamses of La Cienega.
Yeah. Francisco Ramos of Crescent Heights. There's a lot of great...
Yeah, I miss the fact, in fact, back in the Game of Thrones type thing, where people would say their name and then say, son of... I am Brad, son of Peter. You know, and you're just like, oh, wow. I don't know why you do that.
Latin America, American, actually. Like, in Latin America, like, people, like,
that's
care.
That's where you grew up.
Yeah, in Venezuela. Yeah. So a lot of people care. Like, every time you go into something, like, people always ask you, like, oh, so you're Ramos Abella of the, they always ask you that. Like,
no
they,
kidding.
That's a very, like, social thing because they want to know, like, what part of family are you from or, like, we, like, you know.
And they can connect the dots. Just
yeah, yeah.
On.
Like, my grandma, she knows everybody, like, all the fucking, just, like, last names, like, a family tree of everything. I'm like, I don't know who you're talking about.
How big is Venezuela?
How big? Like,
like how many?
It's like 20, 25 million.
It's one of the smaller countries
in South America.
America. Right?
Yeah, yeah. It's in the tip of South America. Yeah, it's more of a Caribbean country than a South American country. You can Google that if you.
Venezuela officially called the Bolivarian.
Yeah, Chavez changed the fucking name.
Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela.
Wow.
is a country on the northern coast of South America. Venezuela's territory covers around 916,445 square kilometers, not miles. Those bastards.
No,
we've got to conquer them.
Did you know that?
What?
Is that a new fact for you? Is that new information?
The kilometers?
Yeah,
yeah, it's a new fact. No,
I mean knowing. Knowing, do you know what those are?
What?
Welcome to the States, Francisco.
Miles, what is it?
What was it like growing up there?
I was like, oh, in Venezuela?
Yeah.
It was, you know, it was very, like, when I moved here when I was 12, and when I moved here, it wasn't such a big shock because Venezuela, even to this day, is very Americanized country. It's very Western country. So, like, it was, I mean, the biggest shock was not knowing the language.
Right.
Everything else is not, wasn't like, what, like, it wasn't like I came from, like, North Korea, I'd be like, oh, fuck. Oh, people can't talk to each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is what freedom tastes like.
Was the English pretty...
Well, they always taught English. Like, they teach here Spanish, but nobody learns. You know, like, here, like, when you take Spanish in high school, like, it doesn't mean you know Spanish.
For
they
sure.
In English here, like, they taught thing. I was like, oh, I know a little bit. When I got here, I'm like, yeah, I don't know shit.
Oh,
yeah.
No kidding. Yeah, so yeah. One of the things where... Like, when I took 3 years of Spanish in high school, and I mean, mainly all I could say when I went to Spain was, I went to Spain in college, and I was like, I took 3 years in high school, I'll be able to, also, yeah. I was one of those dumb Americans that was like, I'll be living in it, so I'll pick up the, like,
right.
I'll adapt, I'll be around the language so much.
Because I'm so intelligent, yeah. I'll just adapt.
Because I'm such
like
a great American.
Yes.
But I knew, like, puedo ir al baño still, which is, can I go to the bathroom?
That's a good one to know.
Yeah.
You never know when.
You never know when you're going to have to go.
When you need that shit.
Yeah, right.
Especially if you're having sex with the girl.
Yeah, you always got
to
go.
Puedo ir al baño. We are about to fuck.
Yeah. But I want a puedo in the fucking baño.
What? You want to ask for permission.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the puedo is like, can I?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. ¿Dónde está
mis pantalones?
Mis pantalones.
Yeah. After you have sex.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
and then,
right.
And then also after you have sex is, ¿dónde está la casa con queso? Which is where is the house with cheese?
And why?
Because I always get hungry for cheese after I have sex.
But what? There a house with cheese?
Well, I mean, I haven't been to all parts of Spain, but I'm hoping there
might
there
be.
See, and you ask questions like that so that people
know
maybe,
where.
Yeah, maybe they go, oh. I wasn't going to tell you where the house of cheese was because I didn't think Americans cared.
But since you said it in my native tongue.
But since
so,
that's one of three sentences you kept from your high
I think
school
that's
training.
Like a Game of Thrones thing. Like when you say that, it's like, oh, he's one of us. Adam Ray of Crescent Heights.
Now, of Con Queso La Casa. Do I need to fucking watch the show already? Because you guys have talked about it.
No, I don't
times.
Know it. I'm just talking.
You're
I haven't watched. I believe it's like Lord of the Rings kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I just started like last week.
Really?
So I'm way behind, like, because
I haven't started.
I was like protesting it because it's like fucking Peter Dinklage gets all the acting roles. I can't support this bastard. He's about to come out and
he's
fucking,
in one what movie? I saw.
He's coming out in X-Men.
X-Men, yeah,
yeah, the new X-Men movie. Yeah. He's the guy that creates the Sentinels, which is I was in that. I'm obsessed with X-Men, so I'm pissed. Fuck you, Dinklage.
That happens to me when I see, like I guess Wilmer Valderrama or somebody like that.
Yeah.
Or somebody that I go, like, what the fuck? I could have done
that. You kind of compete with him, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know him. it's a competition that I have with myself.
Yeah. Right.
He has no idea. Yeah. Competing.
Dude, that's so much of Hollywood. You create these, like, inner battles that people
when
have no idea.
When you actually meet him, and like,
totally
nice to meet you, motherfucker. It's like, who are you? We meet him, actually.
Who are guys that you would see at auditions that you're like you're competing for roles for? Like,
I always go to, like, they always send me to, like, different. I mean, there's guys that I see here.
Like when you got the voice of the lead monkey
the lead
in
monkey.
The animated film Rio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which that's fucking incredible because all I want to do, well,
you,
is have a little
great.
Fun.
Yeah, you'll be good.
Not to quote Sheryl Crow, but all I
want
to do.
I want you to quote Sheryl Crow.
Yeah. I want you to quote Sheryl. Nobody's ever
listened to her.
She's great. She still is great.
Yeah. That anyone and Mariah Carey. Like,
dude, yes. Anyone who can write catchy song after catchy song.
And still look good doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Sheryl Crow, if you're listening. We got a lot of respect.
Wait,
for
she's
it.
Not. No. Yeah. Like, why am I saying this?
Francis, you'll be surprised to hear a lot of celebrities don't listen to this podcast.
But, shocking, I know. Yeah.
Wait, so Johnny Depp is not? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully, if we talk, we feel like it's like a Beetlejuice thing. If we mention his name on this podcast enough,
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Wouldn't that be crazy? That was what I was going to allude to earlier. Was like Johnny Depp would be somebody who I would be stoked to know. Like I was talking to Adam Devine about this, like because Blake Griffin is now a known fan of his show and mm-hmm. is a fan of Adam. And more and more people are coming out like that. Woody Harrelson is a fan of their show, Workaholics,
really?
And wants to be on it. So, like, who would you want? You get to a point to where, for me, like, and Adam shows the same thing, I'm sure Brad does too, where you, like, some of your favorite athletes, if they become fans of yours, I feel like that's, like, would be the coolest thing ever. So,
yeah,
like, who,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Is there an actor, somebody, like, you would love, like, to all of a sudden hit you up being like, Francisco, I love your comedy, man, or come to the store and be like, I came to see you, man.
Oh, you know, I guess like Benicio del Toro.
Good
I would love
call.
To like,
wow.
You know, just like somebody like, hey, you're like, I want to do some. Benicio, I don't know if we. You play the straight guy,
yeah.
but.
Yeah.
I don't know why. That's my impression.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Just don't do that to his face when you meet him. Hey, man, I've been working on this for a while. I was hoping you would come up.
Hey. And I would love to have a love scene with Scarlett Johansson.
Oh my God! I mean, that's
well. I mean, that and that
don't be that much comedy in there, but it's just
no. Fun. That's just kind of that's kind of the American dream.
Yeah,
it's funny. It's funny how we always revert back to that. Adam and I were driving back from doing another podcast together. We were in mid conversation driving through Hollywood. This woman is not like just walks outside of a gym. Amazing rack. Killer, just oh my God! Adam and I both stop at the same time and just
stared out the window.
Stared out the window,
and Brad knew what I was looking at.
Yeah,
was like there was so much stuff.
That's
happening.
A connection of men that we have. Whenever, like, when we're talking and some girl walks by, we could be talking about the most intelligent conversation. Like, well, the condom is here, and then like girl walks by, like we become retarded right away.
Yeah,
like, boobies.
It's the power of boobies, man. They
it's
make
amazing.
You
the power of boobies.
See, there was literally a girl who. there was a girl in college.
Look her up on the Facebook right now for proof.
Just to say the power
she still
of boobs.
Hasn't accepted.
Yeah.
Just to say the power of boobs. She hit my car. Like,
okay.
It was parked right at SC. And she hit my car and gets out and was like, and she hit her like pretty good. And I was about to go off on her and she was in her car and she was like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, God, she's like such a dummy and a bad driver. And she gets out to like come see the damage. And I'm, you know, like a sophomore in college. And just even, I mean, probably I think that's when you get, I mean, when you're like 12 and 13, you start to become a very, like,
you're aware.
Good, you're aware, you start to appreciate what boobs mean.
Oh, yeah.
Other
sure.
than just a source of food, right? Like, you're like,
well, how old did you, were you breastfeeding? Like, breastfeeding until?
17.
Seven?
Wait, is that,
wait,
how
what?
Long,
wait, how long were you breastfeeding until?
17.
So 17? You were, wait, what? You're milking. You're what?
I was milking. Yeah, yeah. Is that what they call it in Venezuela?
Yeah, yeah.
How long were you milking?
How long you been milking?
What would? Is, would there be a
that would be
term for it in Venezuela?
That would be the name of a great Venezuelan sitcom. How long you been milking?
Hey, yeah. Oh, Adam, are you milking again?
Just a game show where they try to find out how old these dudes are. If they're wait, it's guess the get.
Guess
if you hear
who,
voices
yeah, yeah.
behind it, and it's like, oh, my name's Phil. I've been breastfeeding. I'm still breastfeeding. You have to guess how old they are.
There you go.
And that's if you guess the age, then the guy gets to suck those tits.
I like
the girl
that.
Who guesses.
Of Vanna
oh,
White.
So she
or
loses,
something.
Yeah.
Got like a big boot Vanna
yeah,
White.
Yeah. Oh, wait, if she guesses their age, he doesn't get to suck her tits.
Yeah. There you go.
I love how I just stop and actually figure out the rules for this game.
Well, I mean,
of how long you've been milking.
Because I become vice president of show business, which is an, you know.
It's inevitable.
It's going to happen.
We're getting close.
That's when we were going to say, you know what? Green light, how long you been milking?
It's been on the shelf for a while, but hey, we have a nice.
Yeah.
How long have you been?
Yeah, CBS, we could take off 60 minutes. It's run its course.
Yeah, especially it's going to be prime time. Like right
yeah, exactly. Prime time Sunday night. How long you been milking? Let's make this show happen, Adam Ray.
I'm really
like,
not
I don't know how
that.
Can we do this for an hour, guys.
somehow John Stamos will be hosting it.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Stamos.
He's got to.
And then he's going to be like, oh, have mercy.
Mercy. Did they have Full House in Venezuela?
Yeah, it was in Spanish. It was great.
Oh, you were telling me this one.
Yeah, everything was in Spanish.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, yeah.
But like, it was...
You told me at the store you would misquote or some of the line, like Seinfeld or something, you would...
Oh, well,
the
no,
jokes,
like... Because they dub everything in Spanish, but when everybody sings, it's in English. So it's like, okay. That was always weird, like, to me. Like, for example, when watching Grease, it was like, you know, John Travolta was like, Sandy, te quiero mucho, Sandy. And then all of a sudden, it's like, Sandy, can't you see? I'm like, what the fuck happened
right,
there?
Yeah. Why are they going back and forth?
Yeah, it was always like, every time they sang in English. So, like, whenever I would sing the songs in English, I didn't know English. So I would be like, you know, just trying to make up all the words.
Of course.
You know?
Well, yeah, it's like when Adam and I try to sing Gangnam Style. We don't know what the hell that is. All I know is it says Yocha a lot.
Oh yeah, dude. Or any Bone Thugs and Harmony song.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like here, like
that. that might as well be in Japanese.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Tell me what you gonna do. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What
you gonna do? Everybody gets it. Miss everybody. Yeah, yeah.
I miss everybody. And then, that's it.
Yeah.
Living in a faithful world. That's it. A hungry world.
And then we're on the phone. I mean, I could sing that song in my sleep.
That was a great video. That's when I first moved.
Yeah, I remember when I first moved.
That was the first thing you saw when you got to the States?
No, like that
one.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's like I heard
when
him talking.
When he put his finger on the. He just went like to die. You're like, okay, welcome to America. Like,
oh man, English is gonna be harder than I thought.
Dude, Bone Thugs is your introduction to like, oh dude,
to like English 101.
What if you get to States and that? Yeah, they have like one. They have you watch like Golden Girls. They have you listen to Bone Thugs, Crossroads,
and then like see a commercial from Micro Machines with the fucking Micro Machines fast talker.
Great call,
like,
dude.
Oh, I can't do this now.
Yeah. I'm going back.
This is impossible.
Is the boat still charged? Or whatever you can. When you did Rio, what was that like?
It was awesome. I mean, that's my first thing that I did. I mean, I actually went to the audition because a comic recommended me. Scholar Stone recommended me.
And there
like,
you go.
I went in without, I didn't have any an agent or anything like that. I just went in, and I remember the thing was in Brazil, so I tried to do a Brazilian accent in English, and I was doing the audition, and the casting director was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm doing the Brazilian. He's like, no, just use your accent. He's like, you have enough of an accent. like nobody's going to find out. I'm like, wait a second, this is a Brazilian. This is not Brazilian.
Hey, brown guy, we want one accent, buddy.
Yeah.
You don't need to go all advanced on us. Like, no, but this bird is native to this particular region of Brazil. Shut up, brownie.
just say, arriba.
Do the silly voice. Yeah. That's not even in the script.
Yeah, that's not even in the script.
So that was the first thing. So you've been, when you came out here, all right, I got a lot of questions. In Venezuela, what gets you into comedy? Like what, or did that not happen until you got out?
Well, no, I moved here when I was 12. So like, I always love to make fun of people and like, you know, just joke around and stuff like that. But I got into comedy after college when I graduated from college.
What were your ways as a kid? I'm always curious, like because, you know, some people were the class clowns, like that were like the class clowns that got in trouble. Some did it under the radar that like made, like Steve Simone told us he would like just try to make like the teachers laugh and stuff and not really the kids so they wouldn't get in trouble. You know?
No, I would actually kind of like I would direct people to like do my dirty deeds. So it's like I wouldn't get that much in trouble. Like one time I remember we put like the like little like tacks or whatever, you know, what was it called?
Thumbtacks.
Thumbtacks, like on a kid's.
Oh
shit.
It was a fat kid and like he sat.
So you're like, he's not going to feel it?
He didn't feel it. He just got, oh, and then he got up and he had like 10 on his butt and he's just walking around.
Thumbtack ass?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Thumbtack ass.
Oh my God.
I was like, fuck, this motherfucker. I was like, we have to put more.
Young age.
I was like, hey, do it, you know.
See,
Yeah, so from a very young age, he was tacking that ass. Thank you. Wow. Thank you. I'm going to go home. I'm done. What's great about never going to get funnier than that.
What's great about Brad's play on words, and you'll get to know us as you become more friendly with Brad. He's a great pun artist. He's a great play on words. He's a great quick rapid-fire jokes. He helped me write jokes for my Chelsea Lately parents. Yeah. Very good. But he has no problem letting you know how great his play on words are.
Oh, yes. That was genius. I'm going to take 5 minutes off of the podcast. You guys talk with your mediocre attempts at humor. I'm going to be back here right another A-plus material.
Is that another Game of Thrones reference?
Absolutely. Yeah,
of course. Maybe.
I don't know.
He's wearing a crown right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, the thumbtack can and the pumpkin.
Yeah. I mean, sure, I'm a big Game of Thrones fan. I got the crown from Burger King, but whatever. It's just a crown.
Do they still give out crowns?
I don't know. I should go
that was
back.
Such. That yeah, was that, one of the big yeah. things for me as a kid to go there.
The crown.
Yeah, because it's like, the burgers and fries are going to be good.
Sure.
And as a kid, you're just like these. Like,
but nothing like McDonald's fries. Man.
Dude, no, McDonald's fries are the best.
Like, they're just drug. I mean, remember
they peaked
that was like the awesome shit, man.
I don't know what they dip them in, but it can't
heroin.
Yeah,
it's
a little bit of heroin and coke
and so much salt.
They sprinkle it with coke.
Yeah,
a little bit of coke and
for
salt.
Real.
Yeah,
cocaine.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. In Venezuela, they do.
No shit. No, I'm so gullible, dude.
Adam will believe anything. If you say, like,
is he still believing me? Like, really?
They dip the fries in cocaine. That's why the kids are up all night working, because their fries are dipped in cocaine.
Oh, really? Oh,
In my defense,
you're a great actor, which must have been helpful on the set of Rio.
Oh, yes.
Back to that. Wait, so when you go in, so since you hadn't done anything yet.
Yeah.
And you came, we'll get back to you coming from Venezuela and how you started here.
Yeah.
But when you're going into and you hadn't done anything yet and you're reading for this, like, are you less nerves because you're like, ah, fuck it. Like, I don't even, I got
I think
this.
It's like, it's one of those things, like, when you don't know what's going on, I think that's when you actually do better.
Of
it's
course. Like, you have less to think about.
Yeah.
Psych yourself out about.
Like, you don't, now that I've done more auditions, I know the industry, I know what's going on, then, like, that's when you start thinking more shit.
Yeah.
And you start fucking it up. Like, I think just not knowing anything, it's kind of like, that was my thing. I was just, like, reacting and being, you know, whatever. And it just worked. It's one of those things that, like, the voice worked. And then when I did it in front of the director, you know, I remember doing it and he was like, yeah, this is awesome. It's like, this is really good. We're going to use it for the monkey, you know. I was like,
right away?
Because that was for several, I went in for several voices. And when we actually went to record that for that time, he actually, I did one voice for one guy and then I did the voice of the monkey and I just started just going crazy. And the guy's like, all right, good. This is good.
That's awesome.
Did you change up your voice for each of the characters or was it just like?
Yeah. What I did with the monkey was just trying to get some. It's like a label. So I was like, let me try to do evil and use my. I have a very high pitched voice, so like, let me try to use that high pitch and try to, you know.
What did you? What's the voice you did in the?
This is some stuff we found, right, boys?
That's amazing.
That sounds evil to me.
That's. I think there's an evil monkey on my shoulder right now.
Awesome. That's
now,
so awesome.
Now, I'm curious. Now, you said you went in and did a Brazil accent. I'm going to Brazil this summer.
For the World Cup?
Yeah. I'm going to
you
World
are
Cup.
A king.
Fuck. Yes. I am the king. Bring me my chariot to bring me to Brazil. Where are my whores?
Dude, they're going
to
treat you like...
Where are you going? When are you going?
June 21st through July 1st. So everyone, if you know where I live and want to rob my house, yeah, June 21st through July 1st. Wide
definitely
open.
Not something you should be saying.
Wide open.
That's gonna be. I mean, you're gonna have like the craziest time ever.
I hope so. Now, no, so like, but like, what's the Brazilian accent then?
They speak Portuguese first.
Portuguese.
So they follow. They follow like this. I wanna see. They follow. Hey, como está, bra? How are you? Hey, how you doing? You're gonna go. They're speaking like this. So they. It's a little more, you know, it's Portuguese. So it's
all
like,
right. So what do
just
I say?
Just say gustosa to the girls.
Gustosa?
Gustosa. Você está muito gustosa. Você?
Voulez-vous?
Yeah, voulez-vous.
Steve Buscemi?
Steve Buscemi gustosa?
That's all you have to say, like, I am Steve Buscemi. Like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much
it. Yeah, a huge fan. So
what are they going to think when they see Brad?
What are they going to think? They're just going to want to fuck him.
Men too? All right. Fuck
hey, dude,
well,
it's
I mean, yeah.
You know the saying, what happens
Brazil.
In Brazil?
It comes with you.
Comes back. Yeah. You come back to the
it States.
And
the States.
All your friends hear about it and they think you're gay now.
See, here's the thing, though. I've announced to, I've said that I'm going to the World Cup for a while. And so now our listeners of the podcast have been sending me links to all these horrific crimes that are happening in Brazil. Like, they're like, all right, there was a beheading last week. Yeah. Let's show this to Brad.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Fuck.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So,
well,
yeah.
That depends. Like, I think it's like every time it's like, I always tell people, like, if you go to Venezuela or any land country, you just have to know where to go. And, like, don't, like, it's like, of course, if you go to the fucking, you know, hood, you know, you're going to get killed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, when I'm vacationing in Hollywood, you just don't go to South Central.
Of
be
course.
Like, where's the hotel here?
Yeah. You're going to get killed over there.
Yeah. You don't wait. Let's see if I can get this right. You don't go to the bodelas?
Favelas.
Favelas. Damn it.
Yes.
So just
stay around the nice. And yeah, just be careful. Don't be. I mean, I think people always have to realize it's like, be careful. You know, there's going to be, of course, there's going to be people trying to, you know, just steal, you know, the people that are not paying attention.
Right. So when some guys come up to you and say, hey, man, you want to go to a party? It's like,
no, don't go.
10 miles away in a favela.
Yeah, just bring the party to your hotel. That's pretty much.
There you go. Bring the party to my hotel, ladies.
Yes.
That's what we are going to do.
Oh, man. Have you ever had sex with a Brazilian girl?
I've never had sex with a Brazilian woman. It's pretty good.
Yes. It's very. Yeah. It's especially when they speak to you in Portuguese while you're doing it.
Oh boy, this is going to be fun for me.
What about Brazilian women? Well, I hear that Brazilian women are just like they look. Well, I mean, like their skin is just so. It's like cocoa butter.
Yeah.
Their skin is cocoa butter.
It smells like wheat bread.
Yes, their skin is cocoa butter. Black guys like to just rub Brazilian women on themselves.
Whoa.
It helps. Yes, they do it.
They do.
Strong.
But they're just like.
If you're telling an American man trying to pick one up, what would Brad?
I have to.
She's already trying to pick him up. Yeah. Like, literally, because then he's in.
Well, I mean, just like be, you know, just be fun and like when like just do like any
walk around and say I have visas.
Yeah,
do they like him?
Green cards.
Green cards for all.
You get a green card. You get a green.
I'm making it rain
with green cards.
I'm making it rain with green cards.
Wait, do they? They've got,
but their bodies are great, man, and they don't work out. That's the thing. Like, they don't feel like, I don't think they work out, but they're just, their asses are just amazing. Like,
do they like American comedy? Like, if Brad tries to make them laugh,
of course, anything that'd be American. Right. You mentioned that, like, hey, just say that you're a big star. Just say that you're Peter.
just say Peter Dinklage,
and then they'll be like,
oh my god, it's so funny. I did the Moon Tower Comedy Festival a couple weeks ago Austin, Texas, and there was a girl who stood up in the middle of my show, and because I made some sort of off reference to Peter Dinklage, and she just stood up and goes, my goal was to fuck Peter Dinklage, but he's not here. And I was like, sorry? I didn't know if you were, like, looking. But, like, I don't know my pic. Like, if you know who he is, I don't know why you came to my show. Like, maybe it's like, well, I can't fuck Dinklage, but...
I guess you'll do.
Brad's here.
Yeah.
I guess you'll do. All right. So it's like, well, Wilmer Valderrama isn't here, but Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. There's some time that you just have to swallow your ego and
then she swallows you.
And then she swallows.
Brazil, they love soccer.
Yes.
It's gonna be crazy. They love to party and they love to have and they love to fuck.
I want
to
go. Is that similar in Venezuela? Like, how much is different in South America, country to country?
And well, I haven't been to Brazil. Of course, the language is the main thing, but everything else is just they love to party. They love to have fun. They're very friendly. They're, you know, you're just gonna have a great time. And the food is great.
Yeah.
And,
see, we're both ignorant white guys. We're like, you're from a country that's in the same continent.
Yeah.
What are they like?
Yeah.
Dude, you must. Hey, man, when I studied abroad in London my junior year, I realized
you went to London?
Yeah. And then, you know, I got to travel like to Spain and Ireland and Scotland and shit like that, Amsterdam, where I got way too high and had a staring contest with a fat Korean woman in the red light district while I ate an Oreo McFlurry at 4 in the morning.
That's
my bucket list.
Here's what she did. She looks at me. She's like, gross. And she's in if you don't know what the red light district is in Amsterdam, it's like a strip of doors where prostitutes stand in the doorway with red lights in their doorway to light up their bodies for you to see and then hopefully purchase for money in exchange for blowjobs and or Sex.
Time.
In time, yeah. For their time.
For their company.
For their, yeah. So I'd never been, and I was like, I got to see this place. I'm not, yeah, I have no intention of purchasing anything.
Sure.
Other than the McFlurry I brought with me into the red light district.
Why would you bring that McFlurry? Oh, because you were high.
Because I was high as balls. I was starving.
And what Adam didn't tell you is McFlurry was actually the name of one of the prostitutes. he had Oreo McFlurry.
And guess what?
It was good.
And guess what?
Imagine
she blew me, she
hey,
went,
mom, this is McFlurry.
After she blew me, she went, ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'll call myself McFlurry, and do I just... Do
Wait, it? If this were an actual McDonald's commercial? Is it, yeah.
Yeah, or somebody that's like, hey, you know, just to get sponsorship, you know, from the prostitutes. Yeah. Change.
Here's what I did, though. I'm staying there in front of... I'm standing in the red light district.
The girl who's in the window.
Yeah, in the window.
And she said, fat
how am I?
Oh, okay. Wait.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on the sports bucket list. I wanted to...
What's up? I want to pick back up from my McFlurry story.
Yeah, absolutely.
What were we saying, though, before we just cut out there for a minute?
How much is that hooker in the window?
Yeah, so that's what I was singing to myself.
Sure.
I do hope that... What's the next line, though? That,
I do hope she has Valtrex on her.
She didn't. No. So I'm eating my McFlurry, staring at her high, having it, and she's dancing in the window, right?
Right.
So picture an overweight Korean woman that you don't want to pay for her body.
Yeah. Okay.
And she's dancing at me, trying to be all sexy and seduce me.
Oh,
so high and enjoying my McFlurry, I'm like, well, I feel weird just standing and watching and eating, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I start... sexually, like, moving and dancing back at her with my McFlurry, almost like taunting her. So I dip my spoon and I take a bite all sexy and, like, eat it real slow. Just picture Stony Adam eating a McFlurry, dancing in the middle of the street. Oh. I wish there was some sort of security surveillance.
Yeah,
oh my God.
That'll be.
And she starts getting more into it, and I start, like, undoing my coat a little bit.
And it was outside on the street.
Yeah, man. Just at, like, 4 in the morning in the middle of the Red Light District in Amsterdam.
Oh, God.
And at one point, I ate the thing and I put the spoon on my nose and I like put a little bit of the ice cream on each side of my face and then like wiped it off on my hands and like licked my fingers. Dude, I was so fucked up.
So how was she?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Well, let's just say she got out of that window and retired that night and let me take over her fucking post. She was like, I can't compete with
you. After this, she hand you her panties. It's like, I'm retired.
No, she's right. Yeah. These from 1976? How long have you been in there?
I think that's what hookers do when they retire.
And if they're
really good, they retire their panties.
Put them in the...
Yeah, they just go up to the Raptors.
Is there a hooker hall of fame?
There has
should be.
There should be a hooker hall of fame.
Yeah, like it's like you see how you have in the banners all the championships, like, like every year, just how many guys they fuck or something.
Right? Every year, Air Force Amy, she would definitely be in the hooker hall
Air
of fame.
Is that a real porn star?
Yeah, that's from Barn.
Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Moonlight Bunny Ranch, gotcha.
which I may have gone to one time.
You did?
Yeah.
I watched those things. I always wanted to, like... I just wanted to, because you go there and they're like, they just line up and like, just be able to, for them to line up. That's a very Game of Thrones kind of shit.
Yes,
it is.
And it's the most intimidating thing.
Really?
Because it happens right when you walk in.
Oh, really? So you don't have a time to like, can I just get a soda water or something?
Soda water.
No,
by the way, I just want to see you walk into that ranch with a line of prostitutes, pause, give them, like, kind of give them the time of day and then go, you know what? Just a fucking, a spritzer? Just a little, I'm a little parched.
I'm a little parched.
I can't pay for sex on an empty stomach.
Do you have any prosciutto?
The sad part is they actually have a kitchen there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The sad part is,
the saddest is the chef who works there. It's like,
Dude, yeah. He's fucking serving up baked bean pies to these fucking sad businessmen in their 50s.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
I went to Cordon de Bleu and now I'm working here. Fuck. Cordon de Bleu, whatever.
Yeah. The craziest part is the night that I was there was actually a dwarf prostitute. that was there. Oh. And she was in the lineup, and they're all kind of like looking at her like, hey, you want this? Like, no, I could get that whenever.
Yeah, yeah.
I could get that. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
I'm like,
that's
no.
That's a fucking flattering thing to say. Yeah, I could get that type whenever.
Right. Like, I'm not going to come in here to the Moonlight Bunny Ranch and just, like, no, let the other guys who have never experienced
this. Yeah, of
course. Let them have some fun. Me, it's like, I've got that.
Yeah, yeah. You go for the stuff that you haven't got. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, I'm gonna automatically. That would be like you
me going
showing up.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Picking that most Latina girl. I'm like, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't. I can have that whenever.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Or like even like if you had a white girlfriend, you show up to meet her parents, and they're like, we have Venezuelan food just for you. You're like, fuck
yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah. I'd love a cheeseburger. Damn it.
Yeah. Give me some American shit.
Come on. What did you cook again?
What have you
gotten a prostitute?
Well, maybe we should go on that path.
Why not?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Because you don't have a problem with women.
No, I don't. But
not with that accent.
Yeah, dude.
No, but it's not like I'm fucking like
the accent is. But the accent is how much do girls. You don't think about it because it's.
I don't think it actually does. Like, it's not like I'm talking.
Cisco, I'm here to tell you.
It's not like girls are just going like, oh, my God.
You don't know that. They don't say that to your face.
Not true. I think it might help, but I don't think it's like it's the definite thing. It's not like kryptonite that I'm just fucking just like with girls. You know?
Sure. Now, what do – go ahead.
No, I was going to say, now, do you think the Latino accent is like – because I think that's high on the accent chart.
Of course.
Like British, Australian.
British, leprechaun, and then...
don't you know, because if you walk into a bar talking like this, the last one will be all over you. You're shillelagh.
Dude, my pants are half down right now.
Darn right.
And I
got a little boner right now.
That's how I do it. March is my month to clean the fuck up. I just walk the Irish pub and, hi.
So I guess my
how are you doing there, you sweet little lass? I got some Irish Spring soap in my pants.
Irish Spring soap in my pants.
I don't know. I was going to go with Irish things.
Yeah.
They don't know.
I am going to Ireland next week, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah. Next week?
Yes.
They've got to love.
You doing comedy over there? You're just going to.
I'm going to do a show. I'm going for a wedding, but I'm going to do a show there. So
there you go.
They get American comedy. You're going to love it. That's one of no joke. Dublin's one of my favorite places on the planet.
I'm very excited to go.
You're going
to
love it.
I do want to fuck some Irish girls.
Yeah.
I bet it be. Yeah, that
lots
accent.
Lots of red hair.
Oh, yeah. Give it to me. Give it to me. Yeah. Oh, lucky charms.
Again, like so. I know you're just trying to be like.
Lucky charm. Top of the morning.
Top of the morning. Oh, top of the morning. Top of the morning.
That's me doing it. It's like, she's like, what are you talking about?
You
I'm American.
That?
I'm here in. Yeah, I'm here studying for
you're
summer.
You're screaming top of the morning. Dude, that's.
How long are you going to be in Ireland for?
For like 5 days.
Something. 5 days. Plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
Go over there to the pubs. Have yourself a pint. And start talking to the lasses, my friend.
Now that's got to be a big deal going to Ireland and doing a show overseas because
I did one in Paris when I went.
That's incredible.
It wasn't in French, but it was cool to see like how your comedy, you know,
translates.
Translates. And I was like, okay, good. I can like fucking do because there are people that are either French and they knew English or just. You know, British or whatever, you know, but it was great to that stuff that translate that. It's not something like, oh, no, but just people here get it.
Yeah, it's also got to feel good to when things like that happen, you reflect on like, man, look how far I've come that now I'm confident to go to a place like this and I have like at least 20 minutes of stuff that like I'm going to be able to do and they're going to get and think it's funny and I can comfortably own this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think about that? Like when you
came
out, when you started comedy here, you started working at the Comedy Store. Right?
Yeah. That's how I started comedy. I came here. I started doing open mics for like 6-7 months. And then Tommy's like, wow. Hi. Well, sorry. I'm doing like.
No, that's a great Tommy. Tommy, the famous. I think we've done his voice on here before. Yeah, the famous Comedy Store booker.
But he saw me. He was standing there. And he's like, so what's the deal? And I'm like, oh, I'm just here watching a show. I was like, no, I see you here all the time at the open mics. I think this club, you know, gets people. So you want to work here? And I was like, I don't know. He's like,
he offered you a job?
Yeah, right there.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, cool. I'll start working. So then after that, I started working. And that's how I got into it. It was the best. I mean, for me, I always tell people, like, it worked for me because I just started doing comedy at that time, so
right.
It worked for me just to get stage time, you know.
Yeah, and you get stage time, and you're surrounded by it, and you're seeing the difference between, because at the Comedy Store especially, that's where you see guys that have been doing it for 1 month,
yes,
go on right before one guy that's been doing it for 22 years.
Yeah,
and so you really get to see, like, okay, that's what's not working.
Yeah.
That's what's working.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and I mean, like, I went up on Monday and was like, three homeless guys, followed by me, then Michael Yo, then Eliza Schlesinger.
Yeah.
So, and the audience, you could tell they switch. Like,
of course.
Oh, these guys know what they're
doing. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's like, as soon as, and it's funny because now that I've done comedy so much, it's like, you see, when you see somebody just they haven't said anything, but they just mm-hmm. get on stage, and you know they're already like, okay, this person has done it for
right.
a while. They know what they're doing.
They know what
they're
doing.
Just the way they grab the mic, just mm-hmm. the way they, it's kind of like knowing how to, I was equated to like picking up girls. It's like, when I was like fucking, like, you know, 15, 16, and you know, they know what the fuck I'm like,
yeah,
how are you?
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I'm still doing it, but I'm like, hey, how are you? It's just deeper. The voice is deeper.
But stand-up does give you, like, I mean, dude, it's like,
especially after the show.
Oh, yeah. But think about, like, the amount of confidence it gives you into every avenue of life. Like, I can't tell you, I mean, I've always felt pretty comfortable in, like, social situations and, like, you know, whatever. But, like, now, like, if, you know, being able to, like, save, like, if a joke doesn't go over well or the crowd's mm-hmm. not feeling something, and you get comfortable to either, you know, be self-deprecating in that moment to,
sure.
to get them back or just to power through whatever. You know, now I'll find myself in situations where it's like, if I'm in a table with people that, like, you know, somebody's making weird jokes and somebody to try it because they know I'm a comedian and they're doing something
the
weird.
Worst.
I know how to, like, facilitate through that and not just take it. Sometimes I'll, like, actually, like, call the person out for being... For not being funny or whatever,
and
the rest
absolutely.
Of people will laugh because oh, thank God somebody did that. Because in most situations, some people will go, no, uncomfortably laugh it off, and then they'll talk about that guy in the car ride home.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's stop this because and I don't know about you guys, like, as a comic, that's a pet peeve of mine when someone's trying, like, they to see you and they're like, oh, you're a comedian.
Oh, yeah,
let me throw out some jokes for you, and I'm gonna be the funny guy. You're like, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You, like, you don't meet LeBron and show him your crossover dribble.
Yeah, you don't go like, hey, how about if you shoot at this angle?
Yeah, right, just, like, get the elbow a little better there, King. Yeah. Like,
I know you've won championships, but have you ever thought shooting left-handed? Dude, I had a buddy once tell me, he goes, my 30-year stand-up, he goes, that one bit, maybe if you go slower and get louder at this part and then change weed to pot. I was like, dude, you fucking are an elementary school teacher. Shut the fuck up. But it's like
it's like, but it works in my classroom.
Yeah.
Really, the eight-year-olds love it.
And make recess earlier. Dude, now you're not even talking about my career. You're just trapped. People do that with the, like, there's people who come up to me.
They do it to me all the time. Yeah. And I'm like, it's like, it depends on the person. Like, if it's somebody that I know, like, if you guys come up to me and you give me a tag or something, I'm like, yes.
Oh,
let me hear it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, but when it's people are like, I don't even know. Like, some people just come through the, you know, like, even audience members, like, well, you shouldn't just do this. I'm like, who the fuck are you, lady?
I love when they give you a stock joke, like a joke they read in a joke book, and say, you could use that. You're like, no, I can't. It's been written already. Like, you know how you know that joke?
Oh, yeah.
He's talking about her period.
Yeah. Or sometimes it's not even a joke where those go, man, gas prices. I know you were talking about Jews and gas prices. And you're like, okay. Yeah, this
I like when people always come up to me and they was like, wow, so you are really from Venezuela? I'm like, what? You think I'm just making this shit up?
Right.
You think that's my thing?
But they don't know. But, like, we forget to put ourselves in their shoes. Like, they might think, like, oh, that's like.
That's the act.
Yeah, that's your shtick.
Like, what a great hook.
Pretend to be a Venezuelan guy. They have no idea we're up there bearing our souls. Like, trying to.
It's amazing that.
This is me. Please like it.
Yeah. What my audience doesn't know is when I get off stage, I unzip my head and a 6'5" guy just starts walking out. And I go, well, fool them again.
Can I be honest?
Yep.
Very bummed that's not happening.
That'll be us. It's like Men in Black kind of thing.
But there's got to be a way. We should shoot a sketch where that has to happen.
That'd be great.
Like,
yeah.
That would be a great effect.
Yeah.
There's got to be a fake commercial parody we could do where that's the commercial. Like, Yeah. Maybe one of those Snickers things where it's like,
oh yeah, like you, it was like, Brad, eat your Snickers.
Brad, you got to eat your Snickers because you're talking like a 5'8" guy right now, yeah. And we need dwarf Brad back. All right, fine, I'll take a bite of this Snickers.
I'm talking about milk. This is Brad.
There you go. Hilarious. That's the commercial.
Hilarious.
That's funny.
Or one of those old Southwest Airlines ones where maybe you
want to get away.
Yeah, or not going. Yeah, not going anywhere for a while. Right. Oh, no, I just want to get away. That's what it is. Yeah. So maybe Brad's like at a walks out of a doctor's office as a little person, and then he's in the waiting room as a little person, walks in, and then as he walks back out, unzips his head, and the big guy climbs out, and there's like,
I'm still trying to write this,
and then there's a bat. And a Wolverine.
I love when Adam starts to improv.
There's a McFlurry.
I love when Adam starts to improv and I see the gears like jam, but they're still trying to work. And they're still like
it's
going like
in the cartoons when it's like a
yes,
like a little like a screwdriver in there. It's like,
oh,
but it's still trying.
I'm running on fumes. I told you that before I got here. I'm on like 4 hours sleep.
Yeah, you have two coffees in front of you right now.
Yeah, and I might drink them both.
I might drink them both. So,
What do what do you remember your first joke you wrote out here?
I'll tell you
what some of my favorite of your jokes are.
Well, one of the first jokes that I wrote is like, why do what does a tea package have instructions on it? Because I was like,
there you go.
It was like, yeah. pour hot water,
put
enjoy. That's pretty much it. It's like, what the fuck? It's like, so I was going like, hey, that's like having like I put in instructions how to make a guy happy. It's like,
yeah.
Take out his pants, suck his dick. That was a joke.
Yeah. Pour hot water on it.
Yeah.
Now I should have.
Yeah, exactly.
Before I was like, this is gold,
yeah,
man.
Of course, yeah.
This is gold, Jerry.
Of course.
This is gold. I'm going to say that women should blow guys.
Yeah.
And then the women in the audience will hear the joke and go, I should blow the comedian.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be gold.
And they'll bring me tea. one of my favorite bits of yours is the one about mispronouncing, because it's also very... Yeah, why you should go see Francisco perform, which you travel a lot with. Who's some of the comics? Well, you do a lot of colleges and headline on
your
own.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot. Now I'm doing more stuff. Like I'm doing, you know, DC like in a couple of weeks. And then
DC improv or all the draft house?
Actually, it's going to be like private events and then clubs here and there.
Oh, private events.
But
so
it's
if you
stuff
want
that people can go.
Hey, if you want Francisco.
Private public.
You're going to hire them private.
If you are David of Crescent Heights. Of Washington, D.C.
What?
Because you live.
It's the Great Gatsby.
You lived in D.C. for a while,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I grew up there. I grew up in Maryland and what is called now the DMV. And I moved there when I was 12, 13. My mom put me in this little, you know, this little private school where it was like 20, you know, it was like just one grade. So, like, I had to learn English on my own. That's why I think
really?
I still have such a thick accent because, like...
Your English is good, though.
My English is good. My accent is not. But, like... but I always, because if I would have gone into a public school, they have like this ESL, which is like people teach you.
Yep. Right. Then all,
I didn't have nobody telling me like, hey, don't pronounce them like this. Hey, don't do this. I mean,
oh,
I had to learn everything on my own. I remember I was trying out for the basketball team, like it was seventh grade. And my mom.
Francisco, it's basketball team.
Oh, sorry. God damn it.
I'm just kidding.
I'm crying again.
I'm crying again.
It's seventh grade again. God damn it.
Everybody hurts. So.
Did you put that on as you were trying to figure out the English language in that ESL class?
Course, yeah.
That's incredible that you did that on your own.
Yeah, I mean, I learned English on my own.
I can't even fathom picking up a language on my own. I mean, what?
But I think as a kid, it's like it was such the pressure too of like just like trying to learn it, and then it's like, but it's. I just wanted to mention this. Like, I went to the basketball thing, and like my mom had like we went to Williamsburg.
Keep going. Went to Williamsburg.
My mom went to Williamsburg. She bought some boxers that read Williamsburg, and at that point, my mom thought they gave it to me as shorts. So I wore those boxers to
basketball practice.
Oh my God.
To the basketball tryouts.
Oh, dude, even worse than the practice.
Yeah.
Because there's more people there.
There's more people. So remember, we were doing the, you know, lining up to do layups, and kids were laughing at me.
And you got your jockeys on.
And I had my briefs on, and then one kid just went like, and
if you don't know what that sound is, that's the sound of Francisco's cock flying out of his
pants.
His seventh grade jujubes.
And that's...
Wait a minute.
Yeah, that, and that's sort of the things like of like the little cultural differences that I had to like fuck. I'm like, yes. I remember telling my mom like, what the fuck, mom? You gave me
because she said these underwear. Are shorts.
Yeah, because yeah. I thought they were shorts. Because I guess they were like, you know, they were like Bad Boys, Detroit Pistons boxers. But I was like, right. I guess that's a style.
Yeah, and it's basketball related. I'm going to a basketball tryout.
Yeah.
If these were SpongeBob shorts, as you say, I would not be wearing them.
But there were like some Williams, like you know, went to Williamsburg and she bought the, but they were boxers and. We all thought they were shorts.
Dude, that's...
You wore underwear to basketball tryouts.
You'll never forget yes. that, by the way.
No, no, I'll never... No, that's one of...
By the way, that's a great story that you should work into your act.
I should, I should. I always have it, and I never, like, talk about it.
Well, that, and that's just
a great story. Of course. Of, like, of just, mm-hmm. you know, self... Like, that one, like, when people, you know, another one when that guy called me a spick, and I didn't know what that was, and I didn't know, and I was just for him in speak. So he's calling me a spick, and I'm like, no, not speak.
What a great way to
yeah, the guy's like, what? Well, no, you are. I'm
no,
like,
man,
no, I'm not.
You're a fucking spick.
You're just like,
I know, I am speaking to you now.
Yeah. Dude, like, what a great way to pull the rug out from under his racism.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
But you know what, though? That's a great thing about stand-up is that, like, as we keep going and, like, stories keep popping up that, like, you tell, like, you'll start to, you'll get to a place where you'll start to really, like, open up more about stuff like
yeah.
that. But, like, one of the jokes I love you do, it, because it's so personal and true and just hilarious, is the one about teaching the kid.
Oh, yeah.
You worked at school.
In tennis?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The focus?
I'm not going to make you do it, but yeah. just, I mean, the root
YouTube.
Of it.
YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the root of it is the mispronounced of telling the kids, telling the parents that the kids won't focus.
Yeah.
But with your accent, it very much sounds like, fuck us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's hilarious because it probably would for sure happened.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, that one, in the context of that, it didn't happen, like,
right.
me telling, like, but it did happen me in school saying it, and I was like,
and mispronunciations and misunderstandings.
And I remember, like, when I had to, like, either, I had to, like, read something out loud or had, like, a report or something, I had to, and I would see the word, like, I'm like, fuck. Why is that? Like, I would be afraid to pronounce the word focus because I'd be like, I'm not going to fuck it up.
And you're going to...
Because I'm like, this word, like, it's like words that you see as a... Like, when I see unfortunately...
Yeah.
Like, I can't pronounce
it. You just peed a little bit.
Yeah. It's like,
dude, that was amazing. But you got that. You got that out.
Yeah, but it's but like... But when I see it, like, if even with auditions, I'm like, fuck, why is that word there?
Yeah, do you ever, like, change the word in the audition
sometimes
or something?
Sometimes I go, like... I just go through a whole tangent of, like, hi, how are you? It's like, that's not even in the script. It's like, that's all I can say.
You're supposed to say, unfortunately. Yeah, well, I thought this guy was more friendly than that. he just likes to get to know people.
So, like, yeah, so, like, you say... You see the word focus in the script. You're like, and then I began to have great clarity and insight.
Like the definition.
The word is focus. I like mine better.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
That's funny.
And I love in the joke that you're like, the kids won't touch the ball. They won't hit the balls. And they won't fuck.
They just want to play with the balls. Yeah, yeah.
They won't focus.
They won't focus.
And then, dude, that's... Well, that's.
But I remember I did one thing that I did. I did have a run a tennis camp for kids, and I remember I did one thing that the parents were, you know, telling my boss. They were like, because I showed them like Austin Powers, like I think gold member or one of those.
Like, oh, when he's like
and their kids
nailing a tennis racket in his ass,
or it was something like it was like PG-13, and I showed it was like one time when it was raining, I was like, well, let's watch a movie. And these are kids that are like 6, 7, and they're like,
and next is The Godfather and Titanic and Schindler's List.
Yeah, I was like, these are my favorite. These are my favorite things.
Yeah, yeah.
This is how I learned English.
Oh, so
get in my belly.
So what? You had some complaints from the parents?
Oh yeah, they were like, "What are you doing? Like, you can't be." It was like, "Well, it's like I thought it was like okay, but they was like, nah, you can't. It's
you
like,
can't
you
show.
Gotta,
it.
You can show. You got to show like little fucking like."
Now,
cartoons.
Now, why did your family move to D.C. D.C. specifically, or was it just...
Because my mom got a job at the Pan American Health Organization. So it's one of those, like...
All right.
And stuff like that. So that's what we moved. It was like a 2-year contract, and then we saw what was happening in Venezuela. And we're like, well, let's extend this contract. So it would just stay there for,
Now, what, like... When you moved here, was there anything there was that was in your head like, this is America. I have to do this first, or I've got to see this, or I've got to like have.
Great question.
Yeah, like, yes. Did you have that like American experience that you thought like I've got to go? I don't know. I got to be like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and I got to sing the Beatles in a parade like that. Like that. That has to happen to me.
Yeah, you know what? I came in like when I moved when I was 12 or 13, and I think it was such a. I was such a, like, in a weird transition of, because even, like, in Venezuela, I was in that phase where I was going to, like, parties with girls and stuff like that, and I was
shit. So I moved at 12? Fuck those Latin star young.
I know, I mean, I wasn't doing anything, but yeah.
I just kidding. Nothing happened, but I was there.
But yada. But
I was there my Detroit Pistons fucking shorts. if you just rock? See, that's what's great. Like, if there was a point where you, like, saw, you know, like, how wrong that was, but you just said, fuck it, and then you started wearing those all the time.
Yeah, I would have been great.
You would have been the king of the school.
Yeah, of course. Well, I didn't have that. I was, like, so, like... like bad confidence, like low confidence.
Well, self-conscious.
Like,
every kid is.
And that's the thing. It's like, I think it's like, I didn't have anything like of like, I want to do this, I want to do that, because I wanted to just belong so much to the American culture. I was like trying to do everything possible.
You want to fit in.
Yeah. You know?
And so like, what kind of things would you do?
You know, I was just trying to like, well, like I was hanging out with kids and listening to like, you know, bum thongs. And I remember like one time the first time
you just said bum thongs, but then I realized you said bum thongs.
Yeah,
bum
you heard thongs. That too? Okay. Yeah. Bum thongs.
Is that a Venezuelan group that you're hiding from us?
But again,
this is 97.5. We'll be back with more bum thongs.
Remix.
Oh my god,
that was crazy. <It's> like, and now coming
this
coming to the arena next week, Bum Thugs at Harmony.
No, I said bum. They just play thongs.
Oh, bum thongs.
Yeah, bum thongs.
Which is a great visual.
Sure.
It's girls in bongos in thongs playing bongos,
and they're homeless.
They're homeless eating McFlurries.
And they're only wearing thongs. Oh God! Somebody just threw up.
It wasn't me, but I'm laughing too hard.
Wait, okay, so you. Listening to the music.
Yeah, so I remember hanging out with kids. So like, they were like the. Because that's one thing I knew. I was like, well, I didn't know English that well. I was like, I knew who were like the nerds or like the cool kids. I'm like, I'm hanging with them. I may not know English, but I know.
I know you're a fucking loser.
Yeah, so they would come up to me like, hey, new kid, you just moved here. Want to come with us and play Magic the Gathering?
I was like, no, and thank you. Nerd.
No habla inglés. And just like,
and then I was like, hey, look at this fucking person.
Dude, just hearing you say nerd like that, like, made it, like, there's certain words I feel like with that accent, like, just sound way cooler.
Yeah.
Like,
nerd.
Say deodorant.
Like, with an accent?
Yeah.
Like
a hard R.
Deodorant.
Sounds like you're saying the Orient.
Yeah, no. Is that on
you just put a curse on my family?
Deodorant.
He said it three times. I'm pretty sure the Old Spice guys just like pop up right now. They're like fucking flexing his abs. Terry Crews.
Okay, so then you would watch.
But I remember I hang out with those guys, and like they were like into smoking weed and stuff like that. And like in Venezuela, I think most Latin cultures, like, it's not such a, like, smoking weed is not like here. Like, it's seen as like very like bad. Like, people who do it is like are like addicts. Like, if you do it, you're like fucking The Wire. I don't know.
Oh,
whatever.
Oh, shit.
You know?
Yeah. Oh.
So over there, like, drinking is like fine. Like, I would drink. It wasn't like I was drinking, but I remember being like 9 years old, and I was like the bartender to my grandpa, my dad. When we were playing dominoes, I was like doing like.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. And that's normal. Like, drinking is fine. But like, smoking weed. So I remember doing it. I was like, when I would hang out with my friends, the first time they went to like some woods or something, and they were doing it. And I was like, hey, you want? I'm like, I was scared of shit. I was like, no, I'll be the lookout.
I'll be the lookout?
Yeah, and I was like, just like, it was like in the middle of the afternoon. Nobody was paying attention. I was just like fucking like just watching. I'm like, I'm thinking in my head, I'm going to get arrested. My mom's going to kill me, all this shit, you know.
It's just pot.
Yeah, no, but at that point, I was like, fuck, I didn't know.
Yeah, of course. You didn't know what it was going to do to you. When you were making a 9-year-old Francisco Ramos bartender, to me, is a...
Yeah, that's
the beginning of your sitcom, by the way.
Yeah,
that's how your show starts. Like, when I was nine...
I was a bartender.
Wearing boxers.
Yeah, wearing my Bill Laimbeer boxer shorts. Dude, would you ever like be like, hey guys, it's the Francisco special, and it's tequila with chocolate milk and Capri Suns or something? Like, would you ever, or did they tell you?
My dad would tell me like, hey, you know, like I was do the Cuba Libres, which I knew how to, you know, which is like rum and coke basically, and add a little bitters in it and lime and stuff like that. So I would make that for like my grandpa. For my dad, it'd just be basically scotch, you know, on the rocks and stuff like that with a little
dude,
water.
That's amazing.
But I mean, it was like they were playing dumb, and I was like 2-3 in the morning, and I'd be sitting there watching them, and then like my dad's like, hey, refill, you know, and I would just go do
it. I could barely twist the fucking cap off a Squeeze It, and you were making rum and cokes for guys in their 40s.
Wow.
And like I always go back to saying like, this is like, I remember like if it was somebody just watching them, like, look, this having the fucking slave kid doing like all these old guys smoking, like just fucking playing dominoes.
Yeah.
This makes me really want a son.
No, that's why
you could have a member of the workforce now.
That's the cool thing about having a son or a kid. The thing is, you can make them do. They become your own little slaves.
Well, dude, I say this in my act. I'm gonna force my kid to be a magician.
Why?
Fuck yeah, dude. Because A, magic is dope. B, that way he can save him the trouble of having to figure out what he wants to do with his life. And C, if I'm hosting a party and it sucks, I can be like, yo, Shrek, get out here. Right? And he'll come out and he'll go, what's up, Dad? What's up, dog? Because I'll tell him to call me dog. Or no, he'll go, you know, what's up?
Is he a little, like, little fat?
Yeah, he's a little very fat.
His voice, I just see him like, hey, effect. What's up, Doug?
Yeah.
What's up, Dad? Hey, you got any more of those sweet Mitt Milano cookies you promised me?
Yeah, man. Pull that can of Vicodin out of that rabbit's ass like I taught you. Like, I'm going to have him do fucking weird tricks. Because, you know.
Pull a can of Vicodin out of the rabbit's ass.
I just want to have a lot of kids.
That was Houdini's first trick, by the way. And that's why it took him years to get famous.
Sure.
I just want to have a lot of kids and like, and then see which one is like the most like built. And be like, all right.
You
fight me.
Yeah.
Fight me, man.
You want to meet me
in the ring of death in the basement.
Why am I going to fight?
You want to keep milking on your mother's titties? Defeat me.
Who's milking? And that's it comes full circle.
Yeah, dude.
Where can our fans find you? Are you on the Twitter? You got a website?
I'm
all that.
Twitter at F Ramos Comedy. Instagram at F Ramos Comedy. And then my website is FranciscoE.com.
Francisco E. Ramos.
E. Ramos. You
now,
e.
now that's E like the English E, not E like Spanish, like the Y.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
E the English one.
Yeah. Not like Francisco and Ramos. Like
the world famous
Venezuelan comedy team.
Francisco and Ramos. People are like, they call me like Francisco and Ramos in Vegas, and they're like, where's the other guy? Yeah.
It's like Siegfried Roy.
I'm just doing like two parts. I'm like, and I'll be back. It's like, and here's Ramos. It's like, wait, that's Francisco.
That's the same
this
dude.
This show sucks.
Francisco and Ramos could be the celebrity guest judges on Who's Still Milking?
Like, yeah, they're like, 43. Hold on a second. It's 44.
Yeah. You don't get to suck these tits. But it's an American announcer.
That,
of course.
That is Francisco and Ramos' catchphrase. You don't get to suck these tits.
You don't get to suck these tits.
Oh, I didn't get to suck the tits.
Suck dicks.
Yeah. So to all,
and
so to our listeners.
Wait, who does the theme song for that? Bum thongs. Come on, bum thongs.
Bum thongs.
It's like bum thongs.
Wait, bum thongs is the Venezuelan equivalent of bum thongs.
Yeah,
there
it is.
If you haven't seen Francisco do stand-up comedy, fucking do it.
Go see him. Because
he's great. He's a great actor. He's been in lots of my sketches. We're going to do a really great one coming up here soon. And you're just a great dude. And
Thank you.
A lot of fun.
No, it was really, I was excited when you guys, because, you know, I've done like other podcasts, you know, which I'm not going to say, but when you told me, I was like,
Mark Maron, WTF.
Yeah.
Small time.
How lame is that?
You know, Adam Carolla.
Oh, yeah. Well, welcome to the big time, Francisco
like,
E. Ramos.
Yeah, dude, we got candles here.
We got candles and Muppet posters here. That's how you know you've made it, sir.
And my grandpa's chair in the corner that Bob Saget goes, how many people have jizzed on that chair? And I'm like, dude, I don't know. My grandpa's not alive anymore.
Yes, no, Bob Saget jizzed on the chair.
Oh, all right.
Because it's like in the corner, it looks like, he goes, looks like a lot of kosher deli meat and old Jews have sat and jizzed on that. And I'm like, well, you're probably not too far off. But we'll find out on next week's
on Who's
Still Milking?
Who's Still Milking?
And you don't get to suck them titties.
Well, no, bum, 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 milk, 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 milk. I don't know.
Good finish.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.